Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Winston, and he wants me to talk about COVID, and I can't even read his comments without potentially getting another strike like I did last May. Winston was mentioning a documentary by a content creator named Stu Peters on Rumble. He put his documentary about COVID on YouTube and it was taken down. I'm not even going to mention the name of that documentary because I'm so scared of being hit with a strike. Winston said that it was taken down by the secret internet thought police, who had been responsible for suppressing the red pill, MGTOW, black pill, and COVID content on the internet for years now, for their globalist overlords who pay them. He told me to make a video about that too, that what's being done behind the scenes by shady figures in the COOF is far bigger than the red pill, MGTOW, black pill, crypto, and the CBDCs combined. He also said this, and I quote, "Thanks to the internet, there's no possible way they can cover it up for long. This can only lead to a full-blown revolution within the next 10 years. Is global warming even real? And is it an elaborate hoax as well? Do these elites really care about the planet and well-being of humanity? Or do they just control the population for centuries so they can own everything and there'll be no hope of a successful rebellion due to lack of numbers and automation? And they're just using global warming to manipulate people into believing they are heroes? I don't know the answer. It is true, however, that depopulation is inevitable, either controlled or forced due to a lack of resources. If you have to, just make a short reference to that video somewhere in every video you make, so it doesn't get flagged slash age restricted or gets you banned, and people who watch you can actually go to the video and discover the dark truth. You know what to do. I trust you'll do the right thing. Thank you and Godspeed, and make sure to prepare for the famine that's about to come, that's stage two of their plan," unquote. Some of the conspiracy theories about COVID came true. And there is a not-so-secret internet thought police, which is the Pentagon, and they're directing Twitter and other social media platforms to censor COOF content. They treated the whole COVID crisis as a state of war and took special measures to deal with so-called medical misinformation. As for the possibility that there'll be a revolution, there won't be. There'll always be individuals that seek out the truth, but not enough of them to make any real difference. Most people are sheep that can't even recognize the truth if it was right there in front of them. Remember that it was Mark Twain that said that it's easier to convince someone with a lie than it is to convince them that they've been lied to. Most NPCs took their jabs, and even if they do get adverse reactions, they won't think it has anything to do with that. They'll think it's something completely unrelated. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to my allergic to conspiracy theories but open to conspiracy facts Clown World show. Winston, you also asked about global warming and if it's true. I believe it's real, but it's being masked by aerosol effect and global dimming. Look that term up if you want to see what's happening when the stuff we're burning supposedly heats up the atmosphere, which is also releasing particulate up there that hangs out in the upper atmosphere for many days, blocking the amount of sun hitting the surface of the Earth and being bounced back into space. I think that we can't stop burning fossil fuels at this point, even if we wanted to, because within a week, the surface temperatures would probably rise 3 or 4 degrees Celsius. This happened back in the course of a few days during September the 11th, 2021, when all the planes were grounded. Temperatures went up about 1.6 degrees Celsius. All those contrails weren't there in the upper atmosphere, which are basically seeding clouds, and as a result, bouncing light back into space. It's not a conspiracy. It's something that's been proven through science. As for the push for global warming, the elites care about tax revenue and making sure that we never get wealthy enough to stop being their slaves and stop working. They use tools like inflation, illness through food, and of course carbon taxes to make us pay more for the basics that we need for survival. Depopulation is also inevitable because life is too easy, and not about being too hard. We don't need to procreate because we don't live, for the most part, in rural environments anymore, where we can use kids as slave labor to basically do all the work we don't want to do. I don't believe there's an agenda to depopulate the Earth. I think we're just doing it ourselves. I believe that we will seemingly run out of people way before we run out of resources. The conspiracy theorists might say that it was all done by getting us to move to cities by selling us on comfort and safety. That we moved into human-sized mouse utopia experiments and therefore, we won't revolt but simply go slowly extinct as every comfort and safety is provided to us. Again, I'm allergic to conspiracy theories, but as they say, it's a lot easier to catch flies with honey than it is with vinegar. People are very impressionable, especially while they're younger. I just said that flies with honey quote, and to me it's dumb and boring is a line, because I've heard it so many times, yet younger guys, many of them find it fascinating. The same types of guys that fall for the Behold Jesus is coming in rapture stories, no doubt. Or guys that buy into Klaus Schwab planning some sort of cyber pandemic that will affect the whole world. Fortunately for us, it doesn't work that way, because not all global power grids are interconnected. It's going to look weird with some countries being plunged into darkness while others are perfectly fine. If the West loses power while the rest of the world, for the most part, is fine, then people will lose more faith in their institutions more than ever. It's all about selling fear to the people to get them to give up their rights so they feel safe. Some would even argue that that's actually the purpose of the jabs. I would have gladly taken the jab if there were proper longer-term trials done. For decades, we were told it takes a long time before a vaccine is released to the public, because it has to be tested and proven both effective and safe. Then all of a sudden, a lot of old values were thrown out the window. I get nervous just talking about this even vaguely because you just don't know how the censorship overlords will react. You just don't know if you've crossed the line or not because they never tell you where it is. I think that a lot of people give the elites more power than they have. For example, central bank digital currencies are coming and somehow people will be blocked from doing whatever they want with their own money. You really think that people with tons of money won't just transfer most of it to Bitcoin before the deadline and move to a place that'll let them do whatever they want? The elites need to keep impoverishing us through inflation and stealing our money slowly. If they can't do that, then there's deflation and our savings grow in value. They can't exactly have us getting off the work treadmill because they need us to do things that they won't or can't do. That's no conspiracy. It's obvious that cash has been trashed since we've gone off the gold standard. I also hardly think that a couple of years of COVID jabs is more important than inflation ruining a person's life for his entire lifetime. One way you're a slave for life, and the other way you might check out early. If central bank digital currencies are introduced and forced upon me, then I'll leave the country. I don't care if my spending habits are tracked. I just don't want the money that I have expiring and governments forcing me to eat the foods they want and restrict what I'm currently consuming. If I couldn't eat my heavily fat and protein-rich keto diet, I would leave for whichever country would allow it and take my Bitcoin with me there. I'm doing it for health reasons. Once governments control your spending and prevent you from eating whatever you want, it's time to go. Also, Winston, just because you say that the COVID treatments are more important than MGTOW and the red pill doesn't mean that it's true. You don't know the longer-term effects of the GB jabs. At the end of it all, it might just be a big nothing burger. I guess in another year or two, we'll know for sure. For me, those things, MGTOW and crypto, will always be more important to me than the jabs, because I never got one. Winston, if everyone that got the jabs magically disappeared tomorrow like the Thanos snap, the world would probably be a much better place for everyone that remained, because we'd be able to charge more for our labor and there would be no resource scarcity. The last thing the elites want is the price of labor to go up. That's why I don't believe it's about population control or depopulation. I think it comes down to compliance of being able to identify the people that won't do as the government wants or expects them to. 85% of Canadians got at least two doses. So that means the government knows who the other 15% are that might cause trouble for it because they refuse to submit and blindly believe what the bureaucrats want them to do. I think that's what it's all about, figuring out who the potential troublemakers are that may think for themselves, because they are the people that are more likely to foment a revolution. I think that's what it's all about if you believe conspiracy theories. It could also just be one great big cash grab to sell as many meds as possible. There's so many weird theories that I don't think we'll ever know the complete truth. That's why I don't care anymore. The deeper you go into these sorts of subjects, the more you realize that you'll never get the full truth. Sure, we learned recently that the U.S. supposedly offed JFK, but so what? We're never going to get him back. I think it's just a waste of energy thinking about these sorts of things too much. Just know that when someone tries to use coercion to get you to get the jab, use CBDCs or anything else that goes against your best interests, that you just need to walk away from such things. I think this is the most I've spoken about this topic, and I feel like I can't get into any depth about it because I'm worried about YouTube censorship. Free speech is allowed so long as you have the right opinions. Talking about female nature is also perfectly fine these days compared to talking about the jibby jabs. Plus, COVID, for the most part, is being managed now, so we don't have to worry about it as much. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Winston for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that now governments know how to smash the most problematic people because they didn't get the jabs. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the censorship that doesn't allow us to talk about our own bodies and what types of medication we should or shouldn't be taking away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.